Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly deep dive into business and economic topics. I'm Alan Lytle, and today we're focusing in on the area of marketing. In fact, one of the largest international brand conferences will take place up the road and across the river. Brandemonium runs from October 1st through the 4th at the Hilton Cincinnati Netherland Plaza. And here to talk more about it is co-founder Kevin Canifax. Also an important editorial note, Brandemonium is a past WUKY underwriter. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Alan.
All right, so talk about Brandemonium 2019. Maybe what's the overall theme for this year's conference?
Well, the overall theme is really about disruption and the balance between being an established brand and a disruptive emerging brand. So we are wanting to have all of our attendees kind of walk away with learnings around how you can be an established, well-recognized brand, but act disruptive, and how you can be a disruptive emerging brand and actually act as if you're an established brand, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I am looking at some of the companies and corporations represented here as far as your speaking schedule, and you've got people from Kroger, Yum Brands, Major League Soccer, NFL, Home Depot, P&G. The list goes on and on. So obviously, this is a very diverse group of folks with basically the same goal in mind, though, and that's becoming more impactful wherever you might be.
It certainly is, Alan. And, you know, this is the third year for Brandemonium. And what we're most proud about is that every year our content and our presentations just continue to get better and better. And as you pointed out, we've got a who's who of established, credentialed, well-respected, highly regarded branding professionals from throughout the United States that are converging on Cincinnati October 1st through the 4th to talk about all things related to branding, which includes obviously marketing, but design, consumer impact, digital marketing, So, you know, it really covers the gamut.
And this is more than just a corporate atmosphere here. We're talking also this could apply to small and medium-sized businesses in our area?
Absolutely. In fact, as I said at the outset, this is really a conference that is all about inviting the wide spectrum of the business world, from the top major corporations like a Home Depot to the smallest companies that are like Dollar Shave Club that are kind of completely disrupting the market and taking on, well-established corporate brands. We've got a whole mixed bag of that representation. So for small and medium-sized companies, it's a great learning environment to come in and learn from the best, but also learn from the best that represent big business, medium-sized business, as well as small business.
Now, when you talk about disruption, what does that mean in business terms?
Well, what that means in business terms and predominantly is built around technology and use and leverage of social media and technology. So, there's the traditional, I think, concept or understanding of the general public around what branding and marketing is, and that might be like the Mad Men series. Back in the 60s, you did ads or Super Bowl commercials that are 60-second, traditional formats to kind of promote and represent a brand. Today, branding is all about experience. It's all about telling a story. It's all about people having some sort of an affinity or a connection with a product or service. And the way in which you convey that, the way in which that's presented, has really changed transformationally given the emergence and growth of technology tools, particularly around social media. So Brandemonium is really about that evolution, that revolution, if you will, that change that has occurred. We bring in everyone who has experienced the old way, the new way, and talking about what that looks like, what that tastes like, how that feels, and how you leverage that to really promote a particular product or service that you offer through your business.
So over the course of the several days, you have guest speakers, but is there also some participatory activities for attendees?
Yes. Well, of course, we have some exhibitors, and then we have networking events that are part of the conference. We also have, in addition to keynote speakers, we have panels, so people can really get to know one another as attendees. And then, of course, one thing that we've added this year, which is really very exciting, is an event called Brewmania. And, you know, I referenced how important it is to kind of orient people around experiential marketing, allowing them to actually get engaged and involved in the product or the service. And Brewmania is a celebration of Cincinnati's history as a craft beer capital. It has a long, rich history within beer and beer making and brewing. And we are actually going to be putting on an event that coincides with Brandemonium that will feature a concert on Fountain Square downtown. Also, tastings and pairings of the various craft beer operations in and around downtown Cincinnati. And this is something that is primarily geared toward the attendees for Brandemonium, but we also have segments of this that will be open to the public. So we're really wanting to kind of create that experiential learning, that experiential engagement opportunity, and we're doing that through another one of Cincinnati's indigenous gifts to the world. In addition to beer, Cincinnati is the branding capital of the world, and a lot of people aren't aware of that, and that's the very reason why it's hosted in Cincinnati, and Forbes magazine has recognized Brandemonium as one of the top branding marketing conferences in the United States.
Wow. For people who don't understand or aren't familiar with that story, how did Cincinnati become the branding capital of the world?
Well, its origins are within Procter & Gamble, which is headquartered. Its world headquarters is in Cincinnati. And the whole concept of brand management was originated at P&G back in the 40s. If you think about the history and evolution of advertising, you know, P&G was the really the pioneer in terms of creating programming around its products or product placements. So you think of soap operas. Soap operas really were born out of P&G and its soap products back in the 40s. And they wound up creating an entire methodology around branding known as brand management. And it gave birth to everything that we recognize then and now related to branding and marketing.
We just have a couple more seconds. So let's get a one last plug in. It's Brandemonium. It's October 1st through the 4th downtown in the formerly the Omni Netherland Plaza. If you're familiar with Cincinnati, but it's not called that anymore, but it's the 1st through the 4th. And, if people want more information, of course, you have a website. But how else can people find out about you?
Well, they can go to www.brandemonium, that's BrandeMonium.com. I will say, Alan, that badges for the conference are $799, but that will go up to $899 beginning October 1st. So if any listeners are out there that are interested, they can certainly save $100 if they act now on that. And then, of course, there's a nonprofit rate for anyone from the University of Kentucky that might be listening. That's $399, and we actually have a student rate of $299 for any students that might be in marketing, advertising, or design.
All right. Well, our guest today on the business side has been the co-founder of Brandemonium, Kevin Canifax, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Good luck to you with the event, Kevin.
Alan, thank you for having me.